Hello and welcome back to the Retro Break podcast. It's been a while and I finally realised that I've got everything set up now so I can sit down and record a brand new episode for you guys and girls. So in today's episode, I wanted to talk all about video game markets and my thoughts on them and whether they're worth attending and what you can expect, where the best ones are, and pretty much everything else to do with buying games and visiting these different events that are put on all across the UK all throughout the year. And now that COVID's coming to an end, well, not technically coming to an end, but now that the government's decided that it's coming to an end, the events are back on, and I went to one last weekend in London, and I had a fantastic time there, and I sort of wanted to share my thoughts and opinions on these different gaming markets that are out there. So let's start with before markets were really a thing. They've only really come into existence here in the UK, at least, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I think the first one I attended was called Video Game Market, and it was actually the first one of its kind, and I think that was back in 2014 or 15, and I actually made a video while I was out there as well, and I was just blown away. So before that, the only real chance that you got to buy games at market stalls was at things like MCM Comic Con and just different sort of multimedia events where retro games just happened to be a part of the stalls that were there selling things. So I used to always buy games whenever I would go to a Comic Con event, and over the years I bought loads and loads and loads of games, and I actually got to know a few of the sellers. So when I found out that there was actual gaming markets and I could meet the sellers at the markets and see so many other people also selling games that never attended any of the Comic Cons, I was just blown away with what I saw. And ever since then, I've tried to make videos at every single one that I've been to. There's a load of really good ones all around the UK. Of course, there's the main one in London, which is on 3 times a year, I think. So there was one in March, and I think the next one is in June, and then there's one in November or something like that. There's also now regular ones in Birmingham as well, which is fantastic because that's a lot closer to me. They actually only started last year or the year before, and I've got a video from the first one of them, Birmingham Gaming Markets, as well. And apparently it's got a lot bigger since then. It's moved to a new location in the Custard Factory in Digbeth, which is a really cool place, and that's actually right next to NQ64 as well, which is a really cool arcade slash bar slash nightclub thing, and that is really cool. So if you ever get a chance to go to the Birmingham one, definitely recommend you go and check out NQ64 after you've done a bit of game shopping. There's also possibly the biggest one in the UK and the best one. I've only actually been to this one once before, and that one is in Doncaster, in the Doncaster Dome, which is a really big venue for hosting events, and they hire out the entire place and just fill it full of retro gaming stalls, and it really is a sight to behold. And if you're into game collecting as much as me, it's just so much fun to just walk around and flick through all of the games. They have literally everything you could think of. So it actually only started off with the two main ones. So there was Doncaster and there was London. But as you've heard, there's also ones in Birmingham now. There's also a really good one in Leeds. There's just ones all over the country now. There's one in Manchester as well. There's some as far up as like Dundee and places like that as well. So pretty much every city in the UK soon, I think, is going to get one of these gaming markets. But it does beg the question, are there maybe too many? Is it perhaps spreading itself a bit too thin? And the other thing that you have to consider as well with these markets is the prices of the games. And over the years, I've definitely seen there be a huge increase in prices. But that's not really that uncommon because it's also happening online as well. But because you're actually there in person, it is a little bit more expensive than you'd get on eBay. But I think the enjoyment that you get from flicking through the games and talking to the people who run the stalls kind of offsets the slight price increase that you'd get rather than just looking online. And it is just so much more fun to look around in person and just go there with a wish list of ideas that you want to try and pick up and just spend the entire day just flicking through games on all various stalls. And I just have such a blast at all these events. I really, really do. I've made so many different tours of shows now over on my YouTube channel. So if you go to Retro Break and you type in game and market tours, I've done like 5 or 6 where I take the camera. I usually have my Osmo Pocket, or in the last one that I did in London, I took my 360 camera, which was really cool and a really good way of showing all of the different games across all of the different tables. So if you want to get an idea of what these events are actually like, you can go and watch those videos, and I pan through everything, I talk through what I'm seeing, I shout out some interesting games that maybe you'd want to look for in the future if you want to get some recommendations. And as well as that, I also do regular pickups videos from the events as well. So if you want to see the kind of things that I've bought from them in the past, you can go and watch those videos too. But I have noticed, at least with the last two that I've been to, that it's getting a lot busier than it used to be. So I definitely recommend getting the early entry tickets if you can. They're usually £5 instead of £2, but it's definitely worth doing. Although I actually got an early entry ticket for the one that I went to in London last weekend, and I got there at 11, but I didn't actually get inside the event until 11:40. So I was actually queuing up for 40 minutes before I even managed to get inside. So I only actually had 20 minutes to look around before it opened to the public. And when it opens to the public, it's just insane. Like, don't expect to even be able to look at any of the stalls half the time. It's just way, way too busy. So I don't know whether they need to look at hiring out bigger venues, maybe spreading the tables out a bit more in the future. It is very cramped, it is very frustrating, so that's why I tend to try and get there as early as possible. And then when the crowds come in, I tend to leave and go and get lunch and then come back a bit later on just before the shows are closing. And at that point, I'm just kind of hoping that all of the good games haven't already sold out so they can actually pick up a good deal and actually be able to look through the stalls at my leisure rather than just being jostled around and only managing to get a short sneak peek before you get pushed over to the next stall. So I really hope that in the future they open up bigger events, or they limit the amount of people that can come in, or spread it over 2 days maybe and split the tickets evenly across the 2 days, because it is just way, way too much now. It didn't used to be like that. It's only really become a problem in the last year or two, but I definitely noticed it at the last London one, and it was so busy in fact that I didn't even manage to make a tour of the event, which I usually really love doing. I would be really interested to know if anyone's listening from anywhere other than the UK, whether you guys and girls have any similar things where you're from. I know in America they have like big flea markets for retro gaming, but I don't actually know whether they have specific retro gaming markets like we do here in the UK. And of course, it's not just retro markets as well. There's also a lot of retro gaming events, like the replay events that are on, like Play Expo Manchester, Play Expo London, and things like Revival in Birmingham. They're all really cool events, and they actually all have gaming stalls as well, where you can actually meet a lot of the people that also do the gaming markets, but you can actually play a lot of games as well rather than just buying them. So I definitely recommend you also check out those retro gaming events as well. They're really, really fun. But yeah, it would be really interesting to know whether you guys and girls from anywhere else in the world have these sort of events too, or whether you've attended any of the ones in the UK and what you think of them. Do you like going to the events? Do you prefer just buying games online? Do you go there to buy the expensive games, or do you just go there to have a browse and pick up a random game or two that you've wanted for your collection for a while? Let me know. I would say down in the comments, but as this is a podcast, they don't really have comments, but there is a link down there if you want to send me an audio response, and I would love to listen to what you have to say about it. And of course, if you're watching over on YouTube, there's comments on there. So to answer the question, are retro gaming markets worth going to? If you're as much of a retro gaming geek as I am, then absolutely 100% yes. You're almost guaranteed every single time to at least find one game that really takes your interest. And it is just so much fun not really knowing what to expect. Like, usually if you're buying a game online, you're actually knowing what you want to look for before you actually get to the website, so you're actually searching for it specifically. Whereas with the gaming markets, you can just be wandering around and just something really interesting will catch your eye up on one of the shelves, and then you'll find out that it's a good price, or maybe you can haggle a bit, maybe you can pick it up as part of a bundle and get it a little bit cheaper than you would have normally. And then just the fact that you found the game at the event as well, rather than just buying it on eBay, it gives the game kind of more meaning, and it makes it a bit more of a personal experience. And it's just so exciting to find something that you didn't even really know you wanted, but it turns out to be a really good game. And actually at these events as well, I always like to pick up at least one game that I've never heard of before, just on a whim, just to see whether it's any good or not. And I love just looking at the front and back cover and just thinking like, yeah, this looks interesting, it might be worth a try. And then I get back, try it out for my pickups video, and find out that it's actually a really good game. And it's a great way of finding out about some new games that you would never have really come across if you're just buying online. So I absolutely 100% recommend that you at least check out one of the events that are on in the UK. They're all pretty much as good as each other, so you can't really go wrong. Thank you so much for watching. I know I've been a little bit sporadic with the uploads for the podcast, so I hope you stick with me. Really hope you enjoyed this. I think this is episode 10 now, so I'm managing to at least make some episodes for you guys, so I really hope you're enjoying it. Anyway, that's it for now. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.